Hello, I'm Elke Pasco, CEO and founder of Little Oak, and welcome back to this edition of This Little Life, an impromptu and lively discussion diving into the big and little issues of parenting and beyond. As a twin, I can personally tell you that life with your sibling is double the fun. Being a twin is unique and special and, well, just something close to magical. No matter the situation, you always have a best friend. But I also reflect on what it would be like to be a mum of twins. Many say that being a mum of multiples is the loveliest, loneliest, most exhilarating, and most exhausting experience they will ever know. And while I am a twin, I'm not a mother of twins, which is why I'm so excited to welcome Natasha Diana, twin mum, and the powerhouse behind influential blog Twindelicious. Natasha, thank you for joining us today. We're so excited. And Natasha is from Twindelicious, which is a fabulous online content and community, really sort of bringing together that relationship between parents and children and mothering of multiples. So today's discussion is really just about exploring that, Natasha, and really understanding your journey as a mum with twins and plus one, so three altogether. But also where you started with Twindelicious. I'm really keen to learn more.
I'm so excited to be here and to be speaking with you, coming all the way from Australia. I love it. And the icing on the top is always when you're speaking with either a twin or a twin mom, because there's so much to like mesh together and to learn from each other. And it's all a learning for people who don't live the multiple life, right? But everyone's so curious about it. So I think that's why I started the Twindelicious and Co. community, to be honest, just from the beginning. I wanted to put that out there.
Yeah. So tell me, let's start with the kids. So you've got you've got twin girls, and then who we just told me were now 11. So you're in that tweeny phase. We're going to talk about that.
It goes so fast. Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. Seriously. So the girls are 11 years old now, and I started out with the blog before writing the children's books when they were almost two. So here we are, like this is their life. And it's funny how I see things unfold within the stories, and I'll share that with you. It's the funniest thing. But their twin life is so amazing. And to watch them go through these stages together, it's been fun. 11, which is entering the tween stage, can be a little more challenging than fun. The baby years were amazing. And now I have my son who's five. So he's like the inco of Twindelicious inco, because he's literally a company to himself.
The solo effort. So I'd love to know when you fell pregnant, and you went in there for that scan and they told you had twins, what was your reaction?
So when I found out that I was pregnant, I guess I was in denial. I'm like, oh, I'm coming down with the flu. You know, everyone has different symptoms, but that sickness is either you think you're dying or you have the flu, which the flu can be crazy, right? But I remember taking a test at the doctor's office, and the first thing that they said, they mentioned my levels were really high. So my doctor kind of knew right away. He's like, something might be a little, you know, going on in there. Let's do a sonogram. And he confirmed it, and it was the best news ever.
That is so fantastic. And because I remember when my parents found out they were having twins, I mean, this was a long time ago now, but there were no sonograms. Really, they're only just being introduced. They only found out 2 weeks before my mother was due that they were having twins. So the doctor kept saying to her, because we were from a small country town, the country doctor, bless his heart, just kept saying, gosh, very very active baby, one done, moving from here to there very quickly. And then my mother then was obviously enormous, and her friend had started working in a scanning place and said, just come in for a quick check. So they did a quick check and said, oh, you've got two. And apparently my dad went drinking literally for a week in shock denial probably.
and then
didn't really have a lot of time to kind of, you know, get himself accustomed with the idea, because 2 weeks later we popped out. What is that journey like for, you know, first-time mum with multiples? I mean, one's enough. I mean, how do you start with two?
It's so funny. So your mom started with two also, right? So starting with two, I think it was probably the best thing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what else to do. And I just figured, let's get on the same schedule. I'm very grateful for the NICU nurses, though. I have to say, I listened to everything that they told me. The 9 and 10 days that the girls were in the hospital in the NICU before coming home mattered because they got to know them a little bit and they set them on a schedule. And me going to the hospital to nurse or whatever I needed to do to get used to being a mom, I just follow that schedule coming home, and it's the best thing that you can do. And there's going to be, and I have to say something else, and I love community. It's everything to me. But when you have a new baby, the novelty of that baby is like, oh, I want to come and help you. And then when they go away, you're left to start all over again, right? So exactly. My doctors and the NICU nurses said, listen, try to figure it out. If you need the help, then fine, take the help, but try to figure it out, because you connecting and bonding with the babies in the beginning and getting on the same schedule will then allow you to delegate if you need any help and what time you need for people to come in to help you. So that was really good. That was great advice, and I followed it, and I'm thankful that I did.
And I have a friend who had twins just recently, and they said they actually think it's slightly easier because even with two, you can put them in the crib and they'll literally settle themselves to sleep. Did you find that with your girls?
So they were so small that I did keep them together in the same bassinet for months.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, I feel like they were aware of each other right away.
Yeah.
So I always say, like, eventually they like eliminated me. It was a quicker elimination of independence for them than it was for my son.
Yeah.
They were like right away, they would coo to each other. They were very calm, and like I was entertained by them more than I had to entertain them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it is true. They do, I guess, feel each other and settle that way better than children that need that cuddle more, you know, more time to cuddle. I mean, you do cuddle them as much as you can, but you can set them down with each other and they're good because they're used to each other. Yeah.
And what did you learn? I mean, what was the one thing you learned? Or, I mean, you know, probably millions of things with mothering twins, but what is the most standout moment when the girls were babies, like that you remember? Like, what is that moment?
Let's see. I feel like they look for each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just, anything, sitting and eating in the high chair, they want to see what the other one's eating, or did you finish yet? Like, at every stage, it was like they knew that they were both eating the same thing, but somehow paid attention when the other one was eating. Like, that was the funniest thing. And I always remember that.
And I hate putting this question this way, but I kind of find it hard to put in. But what was the hardest thing about having, like, being a mother to multiples? Like, what is that? Is there a standout? Because I always remember my friend having to breastfeed with two like that. And I remember watching her and I said, is that not the most difficult thing you've ever had to do? She goes, actually, just get used to it, Elkie. It's actually not that difficult. It looks more difficult for other people. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a small puppies, all these puppies hanging off you.
Hanging off of me, right? So I would definitely agree with you where holding them that way to nurse, it's easy until it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, gosh.
And then you're wondering which arm is going to give out first. That's the only thing. That is the hard part. Late nights for every mom, I think, is the hard part. But when you're holding two, you want them, you know, to both stay sturdy.
And were they on the same cycle? Like, were they waking at the same time? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like maybe 10 minutes apart, but it was perfect because then we could all just go back to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you have help? Did you have a partner or a husband then? Was that important with multiples?
So my husband was there, but he was, I always say he went through a postpartum and I didn't. Because he tried to help, and his way of helping, which I think is wonderful, for the first like 2.5 months, if I can remember correctly, he got up every morning and made breakfast because he knew that I needed certain things.
Yeah.
And then he would disappear for the rest of the day, but it was fine. I guess because I was just in my element and I was okay with that.
Yeah.
But that was his consistent thing to do. And then eventually we were just off the schedule and he would just find himself in another room. And then maybe on the weekends he'd be in the room with us.
I'm back. Yes, I'm this part-time carer. I think my dad went on 2 weeks drinking after my mum came home, so I'm not sure how well she coped, but it was like a baptism by fire of twins and soul parenting. So
Oh my goodness.
So I'm really keen to move on to, you know, what the kind of impetus and the catalyst for Twin Delicious was. But tell me, if you were sitting here now in front of a mum who's just had twins or triplets, or let's go back to twins, but you know, what would be your one piece of advice for that mum?
So I'm going to connect that with Twin Delicious and why I started it. The one thing that I noticed, being a twin, you might know, I don't know the comparison between you and your sister, but if you look, whether you're identical or fraternal, people notice right away if you're a twin or not.
Yes.
Unless you're completely like opposite height and everything, right? But for me, from the beginning, just going for a walk, people would come up and they like to see the babies and they have comments and they give their opinions, and their opinions will always, oh, make sure that you dress them separately, you know, differently, and don't keep them together all the time. Let them have their own personalities. And I didn't understand that because I felt like it was a separation before the bond began. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just would tell any other twin mom, encourage the bond before, you know, they have the rest of their lives for opportunities to God forbid, separate them. Right. So keep them together, keep them bonded. You want them to have each other forever. Because they have something that not everyone has.
Yes.
So I would encourage that the most. That's definitely my take for twin moms.
So going back to what you just said there, which is the advice and then the catalyst for Twin Delicious, talk me through that. How did you begin Twin Delicious, and you know, what are you hoping to, what's the vision for this beautiful community and the books, the beautiful books, I might add, that you've created?
So let's see. So the catalyst was definitely opinions of others. So my background is in applied behavioral analysis. So I worked with families, with children on the spectrum, and just helping them regulate their everyday lives mm-hmm. with their children and staying connected. And it's just something inside me that I love the connection with people, with families, and being able to communicate. And you think about so many parents who are in these situations who they can't communicate with their children. Some of them are nonverbal, you know? So I didn't understand the take on others' opinions on wanting me to encourage the separation rather than the bond. Right. And I loved writing. It was just something that I've always wanted to do. And this was my time to be with my girls and to put something out into the world. And I didn't see books that shared the story of twins. And I thought that there should have been something, a starter or something, just to give people the positive, fun parts of being twins. And that's how Twin Delicious and Co. started.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And because when I, you know, having read through all your materials and you know, the blogs and the web, you do talk a lot about connection in terms of all that bonding, which we all know is so important between the child and, you know, the parent and in this case, a sibling. So what is it, the things that you did with your girls? I mean, obviously keeping them crib, but are there other tips that you'd give to mums around creating that stronger bond between their twins?
I feel like it's also fun for us as a mom. Make sure you're having fun with your children, whatever you're doing. Yeah. So the bonding part was fun, but the dressing up was the best part for me.
I was going to actually come on to the dressing thing. I was fascinated to that because I remember what my parents did. So anyway, what did you do with your girls?
I love the dressing up part. I just... felt like that's a great way to encourage and express. I mean, we all express ourselves through our styles, right? Everyone has a different style, or some people who do have the same styles, I'm pretty sure they have more in common than they think, besides just loving that one style or dress or whatever, right? So the dressing up is what connected Twindalicious, I felt, is what connected Twindalicious & Co. to everyone. It wasn't just the book and the story. Yes, it was fun. It was good to learn about a twin experience. But then you can also have that bond with whoever you want by dressing up alike. So with each book, we create a product to bring it to life.
Good.
And I feel it's a great connector.
And what are the girls like now with their clothes? Because and just coming back to that, with Felicity and I, my twin, we always had, one was always in red or pink and one was in blue. I was always in blue. Like, I was the boy type colors, and olive. Felicity had all the lovely reds, which at the time was interesting because I was like, oh, I want the pink and the red. But, you know, I also then turned out to be the tomboy in the family as well. So, you know, where if she was getting dolls, I was getting cricket sets from my dad. So I always
isn't
wondered,
that amazing?
Yeah. I always wonder if that played a role in, you know, who we ended up being later in life. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I still play cricket, but and with the kids now. But, you know, do you think that has an influence in terms of, you know, how they grow up and develop in later in life?
I think so. I really do, because now they do have similar styles, but they don't dress up alike 100%. But there are times when we walk into a store and they want the same thing, and it's fine. It isn't a problem that they're purchasing the same shirt or they're going to wear it at the same time. It's actually something fun that they love to do, and their friends get involved also. It's like, we have to get this for this one because she'd want to wear it like us. And I'm like, okay, fine. It's great. We were in the pink and purple phase.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there wasn't a complete opposite. And one of the girls, Victoria, she still does love pink. Kennedy, she goes between the rainbows, but she is my more colorful, artsy daughter. And Victoria is straight math and science. Like, that's it.
do you think that's common? Because if I look at Felicity and I, similar. Felicity was very artsy, you know, very much kind of drawing and, you know, what have you. And I was very math, science, sports, like the totally opposite spectrum. But they also talk about the fact that we are polar twins. We're a monozygotic, but we're not identical. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I always wonder if that was because of that, if indeed it actually is, apparently the case is still out as to whether there is this polar twin. But do you find in your work and the, you know, obviously the conversations you're having in your community, do you find in a twin situation one leaning one way and one leaning the other?
I do see a lot of that, in a lot with identicals, where you would think that they have everything in common as an identical twin, but their personalities are completely opposite, more so than the fraternal twins. The fraternal twins, I feel like, are, they can, you know, finish each other's sentences, and that's probably just because they spend a lot of time together. But I feel like they have a lot more personality flip-flop. Right? Like, for me, I notice, and I hear this a lot, definitely in the community, where you think in the beginning, one twin is going to be the more outgoing and independent and the other one shy. And then all of a sudden it's like a flop. Definitely happens.
And are your girls, are they fraternal?
They're fraternal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking at a picture of them. They're just so gorgeous. One looks very much like you, doesn't she? Even like you're a little mini me.
It's so funny because, and then I'm not sure which one it is sometimes, because I could say yes, but then I'm surprised when they tell me which one they think looks like me.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
And so tell me about, obviously with Twindalicious. So what is it that you're, you know, what are you building, and where are you hoping to, you know, obviously you've got the books and the blog and the website and the community, the beautiful community that you've built already. You know, where does Twindalicious go to from here?
Well, it's funny because I feel like as the girls have grown, it's just recently where they've said to me, Mom, we no longer, you know, wear these styles, and they want to get involved more. So I think it's amazing. We actually are working with, production company now to do pajamas, like the tween stuff. Yeah. Gorgeous. So they're getting involved, and I love it because I can definitely see it being passed on to them as a lifestyle brand based on, you know, sisters, community, and bringing goodness to the life that we all need from generation to generation.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. And actually, you reminded me when before we started recording, we were talking about twins jumping generations, and you were telling me that you and your cousins, two of your other cousins have twins, but you think the twins came from your grandfather or back in your grandparents. So we've sort of skipped two generations, but it's nearly overloaded in this current generation with three lots of twins in one. That's incredible. You must have the most huge Christmas events, do you, with all these kids everywhere?
I know. We usually see them only at family reunions, but it's really fun. It is, because it's all the twins are together, and it's the most adorable thing. It really is.
That's amazing. I've heard some stories like that, and then you go, my God, that's incredible. And so tell me, so you've obviously had twins, and then, a bit like my mom, you went back and had another child, it's in much similar age actually, because your son's what, five? So there's sort of a 6-year difference there between the twins and your son. So
that's the magic. You know, so I have to talk to your mom.
Well, if she would have had one, she would have my last sister by now. So you probably better get started. Are you having any more? No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't ask that.
No.
But tell me, okay. So what was the decision? Sorry, go ahead.
They are a blessing, though. Babies are a blessing, I have to say. They are.
Aren't they? And so at which point did you go, right, I've had the twins, I've regrouped enough, I think I'm ready for another? Was that a big decision?
No, that wasn't a decision. It just happened.
Not an M for mistake, just a little a bundle of joy that came out as a surprise.
Exactly. Yeah, super surprise. I was actually getting ready for vacation, and it was like a big group on my husband's side, and I'm saying to myself, oh wow, I'm getting a break, because you know the universe knows that I'm going on vacation. And no, that's not what was going on.
There you go. That's hilarious. And so tell me, I suppose, being a, you know, obviously being a, you know, mum to twins first time round, what did you find, you know, did you find you had a lot of support out there, or you know, do you think there's, you know, do you think that there's, you know, things that are missing to, you know, that, you know, community wise or what have you, should be, you know, available to support mums with multiples.
What was your experience? It's so funny that you say that, because we would think that it's 2022 and every mom would feel the same way, whether they have one or two or three or four, right? But it doesn't happen every day. The majority of people have singletons. So, there are things that happen when you're the one who's giving birth to multiples in the hospital, and you notice that there's a little extra attention, but there aren't that many, how can I say, the gear was short, and this is only 11 years ago.
Yes.
So yeah, they had the double stroller, but there were some times I couldn't get through the doorway. Like I'd have to know where I was going in advance, or else you take the tandem or you take the, you know, the side by side, right?
Yeah.
Do you need help with the steps? And it's just the car seats. Oh my goodness. Right. Both car seats. Like, can they do something about that? Like, can they get a bar or something? That, like, I need that for someone, because I remember struggling.
That might be your next idea.
Yeah, right. Like, please create a bar, because I don't know. I mean, we've come a long way, and I love all the fun gear, like the double pillow and what else? Even for nursing, and like the pumps, are better, where it's like an even flow because I feel like they had moms with multiples in mind, right? Because if we're not pumping the same or at the same, what is it? The amount, like we supplement, which is fine, but I think there's so many things that have been created are now in minds of moms of multiples or parents of multiples rather than it was 10 or 11 years ago.
Are multiples on the rise? I sort of find that more mums having twins and triplets because of, you know, the increased prevalence of IVF. Do you find that in the work that, you know, in the space that you're in?
So there's something about being a twin, as you may know, or being a twin mom, that we gravitate towards each other. I mean, look at us.
Right? Absolutely.
Right. So I think that happens and you probably start to notice that there are more twins in the world. Before that, no, I think that singletons are still the majority. There was a time when, and maybe like 2007 or 2008, it was like a large increase. Right. And maybe it has gone down now. But I mean, the twin community, we do Twins Fest every year. Have you ever gone to Twins Fest?
No. What is Twins Fest?
Oh my goodness.
I'm Googling.
Oh,
I'm Googling as you speak. Is that in America? I'm going to find out if there's one on this side of the hemisphere.
It's in America, but we have friends from New Zealand that come to Twins Fest.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Talk about the other side of the world.
Right. I'm Googling.
So it's in Twinsburg, Ohio, and it started with a set of twins. Yes. Amazing story. Actually, a couple of years ago, the girls were invited to a wedding. It was a twin to twin wedding.
No.
During the Twins Fest weekend. Yes.
Really?
All the twins sat to watch them get married at the wedding. Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh,
it's the craziest thing.
There's even a Twinversity. What have I missed? I'm like 40 and I'm missing this. Oh my God, I'm there. When's the next one? I'm coming. Oh, here it is.
It's usually in August.
In August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See you there.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that's so exciting. So sorry. Anyway, keep going. I interrupted you. We got excited about
Twin
Fest.
So it's amazing though. It's like if anything, your community of who needs to know more about twins or who wants to support the twin community, go to Twins Fest. It's like over 3,000 sets of twins from all over the world. And it's 3 days of just
twinning.
Fun and support and yeah, growing. And yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm getting on board. I'm going to send my twin. Send her a twin now. But you know, it's really interesting because, you know, we talk about support and we know at Little Oak, we get, you know, regular, requests for, any ways that we can support mums with multiples, which obviously being a twin and being so close to my heart, you know, we do absolutely we can because we know financially it's more expensive and, you know, there's a lot more energy you have to go through and, you know, not all mums are blessed with big communities to help them through, you know, that journey. I still find it fascinating here, particularly in Australia where there, you know, we have this regulatory framework that makes it nearly impossible for us to make the world an easier place for mums with twins. You know, like I would give our product to mums of twins for free because I just know how difficult sometimes can be. You know, we're all about breastfeeding, obviously, but, you know, sometimes it's just impossible. But we're actually not allowed to even, you know, support mums with twins, like give them discounts or anything. We do, because I personally think I'd rather apologize for it afterwards, because I just think you can't make these rules unless you've been a mum with twins and you know what it's like.
Yeah.
The pressure you have to go through day on day to, you know, just, you know, physically feed these children or financially feed these children, both is significantly, you know, more challenging than just a, you know, than a single mom. But, you know, did you find that some of those issues and those when you were having the twins?
So I love that you say that the support and the multiple moms of multiples, I'm sure they truly appreciate you. Because we do naturally have to do everything in double.
Yeah.
You, and now they're 11 and I'm like double. The double request at this age is just, oh my goodness. But the natural, you know, needs and wants, it's double and double the work and double the cleaning and double the, you know, the making sure that they are fed and clothed and you know, everything is the way it needs to be in order for them to be happy, comfortable babies, right? That's what everyone wants at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And the less stress on the parents or the mom or the caregiver, makes the best environment for them. So I love that you said that, you know, giving a discount to a mom of multiples is so appreciated. And that buy one, get one is the best thing ever.
Yeah,
no one loves a BOGO better than a mom of a multiple.
I can imagine. So what else do you think could be done? I mean, obviously we talked about the car seats and the, you know, the infrastructure, but it, you know, what else do you think could be done for at a societal level to support, you know, families with multiples?
Whoa. I just think community is everything. Like you said, you know, I speak about it a lot, and I think having opportunities where moms of multiples can get out and sometimes they need a break, right? Extra helping hand, but it doesn't have to be a crutch, just a minute, right? Just so that they can relax their 10 fingers or 10 toes for a little bit is definitely a gift because they're so overworked. Like we use everything. Like it's so funny, but it's the truth. And I think just that community, definitely resources that'll just make them feel like they have enough. Because I think having multiples, sometimes you don't feel like you have enough. You don't feel like you have enough time. There's not enough of you. And sometimes there aren't enough resources. So just giving them that little bit of extra is such recognition. And you never know, it could empower them to do more, to give back. I mean, I feel like I try to give back as much as I can because yeah. I don't know, mentally or physically knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, well, that actually is a, you know, I was going to just, my next question was actually going to be around that. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, you're the mom of three beautiful children. But, you know, we talked before about your book. I mean, you're a published author as well. So, you know, tell us more about the books and, you know, what is that? Have we got more on the way? I'm fascinated to know. And I also want to know if the girls are following in your footsteps with the books as well. Obviously, they're doing the fashion piece, but, you know, are they budding writers as well?
So with the books, we have four actually, and each book has a product. Because like I said before, I'd love to have our little readers and communities just feel connected to the brand, not only through books, but then they can also, like when we meet in person, they know more just because they can bring a product or own something that connects them to a story that they can relate to, see themselves in books through these characters. The girls are, one's very artsy, and I think her take is like fashion, where if in the ideal world, I can see them working together, but one is definitely going to be the boss in charge of finance, and the other one is just going to be the creative, like, okay, I'll do whatever.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We'll see. To that point though, Felicity used to work at Little Oak, and it was, you know, it was the best. It was the best.
Yeah.
Because you really felt like you had somebody that you could trust first and foremost, but also somebody that understood you, you know, as a person, like your ups and downs and the times when you're really, you know, really struggling and times when you're losing your mind, and she would just sit there and go, oh yeah, this is normal. Whereas everyone else doesn't, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, what's going on? But it's such a, I look back now and I'm so grateful for that time. She's doing something else now, but it was so fantastic to have her in the business, even though we were very different in terms of styles and worked at, you know, different paces. But it really was, it's really just so wonderful having your, you know, twin sister and best friend, you know, side by side with you when you're, you know, building something.
Yeah. And I'm sure she knows the door is always open, right?
Oh, of course. Whether she'd come back, I'm not sure. But she's, it's like, so funny. I have been there, done that, Elke. Been there, done that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it is. We'll see what happens. I don't know. This is what I'm thinking. But you never know, like, where their paths will take them. But for me, I continue to write. And currently, I like went full cycle with what I've been writing about and more in the parenting and like mother and nurturing ourselves in that kind of space. And I don't know if it was because of the pandemic that like made me realize how much we need to be okay with ourselves in order to create a happy home that we had to live in for like I don't know, over a year, I guess, right?
With just our family. That's right. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm working on currently. Not in the children's space, but definitely in the mom and parenting and women's space. And I can't wait to put that out into the world.
Oh, well, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be great. And so tell me over and above the books, are you working on anything else? What does the next kind of 5 years look like for you as a mom and as a business owner?
Oh, wow. As a mom, 5 years, right?
You're talking 16. Stage. Yeah. You're talking nearly driver's license at that point. You know, it's like in parties and boys and things.
Oh, God, please.
Stop the clock.
See, for me, I'm thinking that might be the first time I go on a solo trip. But then when I think about this age, it's like, do I really want to go on a solo trip at that age? Like, probably not. So I don't know. I mean, they're my travel buddies now. And so it could just be more exploring and getting to know the world and maybe traveling for work with them more and, you know, having them understand a lot in business and things like that. I look forward to doing so much of that just to make sure that they are, that my son sees, you know, what it's like watching all of this. Like, he's the last one learning through all of us, right? And enjoying it all. So that's where I see things going in 5 years.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. He's going to be a well-rounded little boy, isn't he? With the mom and two older sisters. He's not going to be
himself. Yeah.
Not going to get away with
good
a
luck.
Lot. He's going to be the most. He's going to know women better than women know themselves, I'm sure.
Right.
So gorgeous. Well, he popped in before and his little inquisitive, curious little face. He was just gorgeous. So I'm so glad he could join the podcast today as well. That was lovely. So Natasha, obviously Little Oak is a formula company, and you know, we're really proud to say that we support lots of mums with multiples in their feeding journey. Tell me, what was your feeding journey like with the girls? Was it easy? Was it hard? Was there any advice you can give to new mums with twins or more?
I love this question because it wasn't something that I actually thought about and planned out. Feeding wasn't, I mean, of course I knew I had to feed these babies, but it wasn't a strict thing in my head that I wanted to either breastfeed or give formula, because I've heard so many stories on allergies and you just aren't sure how your baby is going to react to a certain formula. But in the hospital, and I have to say once again, the NICU nurses were wonderful and my doctor was wonderful. And that matters so much because they help you get support. And that's if you ask. You can either ask or they volunteer sometimes. But if they ask, you know, are you looking to nurse or are you going to give formula? Get comfortable, whatever you think is good for you. I always say that to moms multiples, whatever you think is comfortable for you. If you think it's going to be easier to have the bottles ready and that's how you're going to flow, and you don't want to have that, you need to have your body clear of, you know, the need to have a baby on you or, you know, catching up on milk or leaking and things like that, then do what's good for you. For me, I wanted to do both. I wanted to experience what my body wanted to experience. So thankfully I was able to produce milk, but then also having multiples, sometimes you have to supplement, and that was okay with me also. And luckily my babies were not allergic to anything. So the first thing that they gave us, it was okay. And in the beginning, I feel as if I supplemented a little more just to get us on a schedule. And then once I got to know my body better, I would supplement less. But it is A-okay to make sure that you first make sure that you know what your baby is okay with, their body's digestion, and supplementing is A-okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about that at length, obviously. As I think I mentioned earlier, we are the biggest advocates of breastfeeding, but we also know that there, you know, some mums either can't or choose not to, and particularly with multiples, you know, you just need sometimes a bit of a break, don't you? Or those hungry babies just need that little bit extra more. So, yeah. You know, it's for many multiple families, it is a reality. So we would, I suppose, as a mum of multiples, like you said, fed is best, isn't it? So whether that's going to be breast milk or formula, just embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And tell me, when you were in the hospital, were the nurses open to formula feeding, or was that much like they are here in Australia, a little bit kind of obviously breast is best, so they push that, they're a little bit kind of hesitant to make any suggestion around using formula. But what was your experience?
It's funny that you say that, because I didn't feel the pressure. There was someone who went around from the lactation consultant. Where was she from? I feel she was a Latina lactating consulting, and I can't remember the name, but forgive me. She was there on hand to help whoever needed assistance with getting comfortable with nursing. But then they also gave the option of formula if you wanted it. Yeah. It was like, which experience would you like? As a first time mom, I feel like they were a little more on hand and gave you the option to try. I didn't have to have it with me, knowing that, you know, these are my babies and I'm providing for them. They provided the first experience, and it was helpful to have that option. It really is.
It's really interesting. So it's a lovely way to be able to experience it. Not like the regimented way they do here a lot of the time in Australia, which I always find, you know, sometimes that really difficult for new mums, the guilt that comes with, you know, not
the
being able to
pressure.
Feed. Yeah. It's a terrible thing. So my final question to you, Natasha, is just this one. If there was a mum of multiples listening out there today, what is that final piece of advice you would give to them?
Oh my goodness. Final piece of advice for a mom of multiple is to embrace every moment. And I would recommend to record sounds daily.
Sounds?
Really?
Really?
Sounds. They're little sounds. Record a second, 2 seconds of a sound daily. Oh, at least for the first couple of months or a year if you can. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a gorgeous piece of advice. Oh, I wish I'd done that. Can I rewind and start? I have to have another baby now. Oh, that's gorgeous. That's really interesting, because I remember my GP actually saying to me, if there's one thing you do, Elke, as their little babies, take pictures of their, like, their little bottoms. He said, because they grow so quickly and they change. And he said, it's one of those little things that you will just forget how cute it was when they were that little. And I was like, oh, that's cute. And I actually did. And I look back now, and as my children flick through my camera, they're like, all you have is pictures of my bottoms. I'm like, I know, I'm going to forget what it looks like one day. And I have already. But anyway, Natasha, thank you so much for your time today. It was just so lovely to chat and just talk about twins and, you know, your journey with them and being a twin, being able to share some of that. So I wish you all the best with the girls
and your
entire family and the business as well. I can only imagine how much support you're bringing for mums with multiples or families with multiples. So fantastic work, and you should be super proud of what you've done whilst juggling twins and another son. I mean, let us not forget that you've done all this while having twins yourself. So incredible journey, and it's just so wonderful to talk to you today, and we can't wait to see the launch of this new book. So keep in touch. We'd love to see how we can support you with that if we can. It's a very exciting new book. So thank you again, everybody, for listening to today's episode. And, you know, if you are a mum with multiples or with multiples on the way, please get online and look at the Twin Delicious website and all the fabulous resources and information there. It really is fantastic. And we certainly hope that today's discussion, we were able to help all those moms out there with multiples with a little bit more information, a little more insight in terms of, you know, what's to come. And to Natasha with her 11-year-old twins going into that tweeny phase, best of luck.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
It's been wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do. And I love how you support moms all over, parents, babies, and moms of multiples. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you today. They say that it takes a village to raise a child, but with multiples, it needs a community. So if you are a new mom of twins, we encourage you to find your people, your friends, your family, and other parents of twins. As Natasha said, there's just so much to learn every day, and it comes with double the hugs and double the kisses, which is the best possible bonus. Natasha, thank you again. It was so lovely to speak with you today. We genuinely hope that our discussion provided a little ray of sunshine on the beauty of being a twin mum. For more tips from Natasha and our other parenting experts, please visit the Little Oak website, www.thelittleoakcompany.com.